From Spark and Anvil and Saffron Lab, this is Simmer in Chapter 1 of the Saffron Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In a small village beside the slow spring pools, there lived a tortoise named Simmer, who watched the village pot every evening with great care. Simmer was small for a tortoise. He had a soft, mossy green shell and cream skin around his neck. He wore a kitchen apron tied carefully over his shell. The apron had a deep pocket. The pocket held a small kitchen thermometer and a card set. Each card showed a different bubble pattern in a pot. Simmer liked the pot. He liked sitting beside it on his little wooden stool. He liked the way the bubbles changed when the heat changed. He liked the slow song of a stew coming together over an afternoon. He had a sentence he liked to say. He said it like a small lullaby for himself and for anyone who would listen. "He'd move slow," Simmer would say. "Food changes slower. Watch the bubbles, they're telling you." People sometimes asked him why he stayed so close to the pot. Simmer would just tap the side with one careful claw and point to the bubbles.
When Simmer was very small, his uncle had taught him by the cooking fire. His uncle was an old tortoise who had watched pots for many, many years. He lived in a stone cottage with one big fireplace and one big iron pot that hung from a hook over the coals. "Sit," his uncle said. "Watch." Simmer sat. The pot was full of water. The water was still. After a little while, tiny bubbles formed on the bottom of the pot. They looked like little glass beads. "That's the first sign," his uncle said. "The water is starting to warm." After a little longer, strings of bubbles began to rise and break the surface. Soft, slow, the water hummed. "Gentle simmer," his uncle said. "Good for soup, good for slow stew, good for poaching a soft egg. The water is warm, but not raging." After a little more time, the bubbles became steady and the water moved. The surface rolled and bumped. "Full simmer," his uncle said. "Hotter. Good for tougher meat. Good for cooking dry beans soft." A bit more time and the water leaped and boiled hard. Big bubbles broke fast. The pot was loud. "Rolling boil," his uncle said. "Hottest. Good for pasta. Good for green vegetables that need a quick swim. Too hot for most other things." Simmer watched the whole show. He looked at his uncle. "The pot told me the temperature," he said. "It told me with its bubbles." His uncle smiled. "The pot is the thermometer," he said. "The pot tells you. You only have to look." When Simmer was 12, he walked to Saffron Lab. He walked slowly, of course. Tortoises always walk slowly. He arrived in the late afternoon with his thermometer and his card set tucked into his apron. At the door stood Pestle, the mentor, with a tall wooden spoon.
"You are a tortoise," Pestle said. "Yes," said Simmer. "And what do you know about heat in the kitchen?"
"Heat moves slow," said Simmer. "Food changes slower. Watch the bubbles, they're telling you."
Pestle looked at him for a long moment. "Pot reading," Pestle said. "Yes," said Simmer. "Bubble reading craft. That is what my uncle taught me." Pestle nodded once. "You are appointed. You will teach heat and pot reading. Take that corner there, the one near the stove. Bring your own stool."
Simmer bowed and walked to the corner. He set his stool beside a small pot. He laid out his cards in a row. He set the thermometer on a clean cloth. Then he settled down and waited for his first student.
A young student named Tessa came to the workshop the next day. She had heard about the small tortoise with the bubble cards. "Show me," she said. Simmer smiled. "Watch." He set the pot of water on a low flame. They watched together. After a minute, the tiny bubbles formed on the bottom. "First sign," Simmer said. "The water is warming, around 70 degrees. A bit later, the strings of bubbles started up, soft, slow. "Gentle simmer," Simmer said. 85 degrees. Good for a slow stew." A bit later, the steady streams broke the surface. "Full simmer," Simmer said.
95 degrees, hotter. Tough meat cooks tender at this heat. And finally, the water boiled hard. Rolling boil, Simmer said. 100 degrees. The hottest water gets at this height. Good for noodles. Tessa looked from the pot to the cards and back. The bubbles told me each one, she said. I did not need to touch the water. Yes, said Simmer. And it is the same for oil. A pan of oil shows a thin shimmer when it is ready for cooking. Past the shimmer, there is a wisp of smoke. Past the smoke is too hot. The pan tells you. The oil tells you. The food tells you too. Then Simmer did something else. He took a stew pot of meat and vegetables and broth. He put it on a high flame. Most beginners do this, he said. The stew bubbled hard. The outside of the meat went tough, and the inside stayed pink. The vegetables fell apart. He took the pot off the flame and started a new one. He put the new pot on a low flame and let it just barely simmer for a long, slow time. He let it sit. He let it whisper. When he lifted the lid, the meat fell apart on the spoon. The vegetables were soft and round. The broth was deep and clear. Same meat, he said. Same broth. Different patients. Different food. Tessa took the spoon. The meat melted in her mouth. Heat is patient, Simmer said. Food is patient. The cook who matches their patience makes the best meal.
When the lesson was finished, Tessa sat down on her stool and looked at the pot for a long time. Simmer, she said at last, why does so much of the kitchen work this way? Simmer thought for a while. He always thought for a while before he answered. Because heat is slow, he said. Because food is alive in its own way until the heat changes it. Because rushing breaks things. Because patience opens things. The pot teaches you that. The bubbles teach you that. You only have to sit close enough to see. Tessa nodded. Round, soft, strong cooks who read the bubbles, Simmer said gently, can cook anything, anything at all. The pot will tell them what to do. He picked up his cards and slipped them back into his apron pocket. He patted the thermometer. He looked at the pot. The pot was quiet now. The fire was low. Heat moves slow, Simmer said softly. Food changes slower. Watch the bubbles. They're telling you. And the kitchen, very gently, agreed.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Simmer. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.